الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها من كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون. Still discussing the various signs of the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, which proves the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, and that Allah's full Qudrat and power over everything. In that we have discussed the various others, the creation of the skies and the earth, the changing of night and day, and then the building of ships, and that they float on water, and for the benefit of mankind. And water which Allah sends down from the sky, that is rain water, and Allah brings the earth back to life again. Further, other clear signs and proofs of Allah, and which in themselves are also the great ni'mat and favors of Allah upon mankind. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ اور پھیلائے اس میں سب قسم کے جانور. And then Allah Ta'ala spread out on the earth all types of animals. This is also a great sign of Allah Ta'ala. All these animals, whatever we see, whether it is the birds, whether we see the big animals, the small animals, and those that are of great benefit for mankind, for transport, etc., for man to eat, all the different types of meat which Allah has made halal, the various animals. These are also clear signs of Allah. Who else could have created them? If according to Darwin's theory of evolution, man was born from a monkey, na'uzu billah, which is absolutely false and which is kufr, then all these animals, how did they come into existence? From where did the monkey come into existence, which according to them wrongly, they say that man was born from a monkey. Then from where did the monkey come? And nobody has claimed that they have made all these things besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah in all His kitabs, Torah, Injil, Zabur, Quran Sharif, only Allah has claimed that He has made all this. We hear, for example, in places where there is conflict areas, a bomb explodes, then somebody claims the responsibility for that bomb. Who else ever claimed responsibility for the creation of Allah Ta'ala? All these various types of animals, innumerable species and types, who made all that? With the tasrifi riyah, or hawa ke badalne mein, and the blowing of the winds, and the changing of the directions of the winds, the morning winds, the evening winds, the summer winds, the winter winds, all the different types of winds which Allah Ta'ala has made, and His great Qudrat of Allah in the winds that blow also. And that is also something which we hardly ever take notice of. But the winds that are blowing all the time, and the work they are doing, moving clouds from place to place, etc., and all these other great things which we have no idea about. The only doer of all this is Allah. The only controller of all this is Allah. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ اور بادل میں جو کے تابعدار ہے اس کے حکم کا درمیان آسمان اور زمین کے. And another very great sign, if we look up in the air, we see the clouds, and they are suspended just like that in the air. Nothing is supporting them. If we keep water in a glass, that water stays in the glass because of the glass itself, the container. If we have to turn the glass upside down and there is nothing to support the water, all that water falls. The clouds that are there are no plastics around them. There is no glass around them. They don't have a container. It is just water and just suspended in the air between the sky and the earth. What a great qudrat and sign of Allah Ta'ala. We know aeroplanes fly through the clouds. They don't crash into the cloud. They don't break the glass or the plastic in which the cloud is contained. It is just water and they fly through it and they come out the other side. Just water like that. Water will never stand on its own like that. Just seeing the clouds, a person should see the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And clouds that contain not the amount of 1 liter of water or 100 mils of water, but what tons and tons of water which is contained in each cloud, and how the winds then move them. That water which is so heavy, and it is resting on wind which is so light, and then the wind again blows it from place to place according to the command of Allah. What is the great fascinating qudrat of Allah? If a person still does not believe in Allah, then which other signs is he waiting for? Allah has made it such that if you look on top, you see Allah Ta'ala, the signs of Allah. If you look down, the animals, etc., you see. You look at the mountains, you see the qudrat of Allah. You see the seas, you see the qudrat of Allah. And the greatest is you yourself, O insan. How did Allah Ta'ala make you, your eyes, your nose, your tongue, your hands, legs, your brains, your heart? Everything of yours is a clear sign of Allah. What answer will the poor atheists have on the day of Qiyamah? They thinking they very clever and proving their points here in this world. Qiyamah's day they will see how stupid they were, and the signs of Allah were so clear and they did not believe. And we as Muslims should not fall prey to all the evils which they are promoting today. We should remain firm, and we should be in fact a guiding light for them to bring Iman. Not that we follow in their ways. We are not followers. We are the ones who make others follow us. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of people that have been taken out for the benefit of mankind. And that is our duty, to lead mankind to righteousness. Not that we follow in the stupid and the most stupid and idiotic beliefs which they have got. Non-existence of Allah, man marrying man, woman marrying woman, all the worst stupid things. And we also just following in their lines. We should follow the clear signs which Allah Ta'ala has given us. لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. بے شک ان سب چیزوں میں نشانیاں ہیں عقل مندوں کے لئے. In this are very clear signs for the people, with the people who have got brains, who have got aqal, who have got intelligence. And that is the real intelligent person. Not all the scientists who deny Allah Ta'ala. Not all the scientists and medical people who promulgate and who promote all funny types of protocols. But the people who have got the aqal are those who believe in Allah. They see the clear signs of Allah and they have the complete conviction on Allah Ta'ala. And a believer is such that not only when he reads the Quran Sharif, then he believes in Allah, and when he listens to what the other atheists got to say, then he inclines to them. No, a true believer is who reads Quran Sharif, is influenced by Allah. And when he comes across all these atheists and non-believers, he influences them and he guides them towards righteousness. He doesn't get influenced by them and doesn't follow their stupid ways, what they are teaching. So Allah Ta'ala in this ayat, 8 signs of his Allah has made manifest. And as we mentioned, every ayat, the literal translation of ayat, is not a verse, but it is a sign. Every ayat of the Quran Sharif is a clear sign of the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, all the great qudrat, kindness, mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And in many ayats, Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna fi dhalika la ayat." In there are many signs. Not only one sign as the ayat is, but many, many signs Allah has made. And this is an act of great merit, virtue, sawab, and building our yaqeen when we ponder in these great signs of Allah Ta'ala, and our heart gets completely convinced of this great qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us the real benefits of the Quran Sharif and let it come into our heart and our full yaqeen and trust on the oneness of Allah. That is the greatest thing that will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And if we have faltered in that, may Allah save us. We will face grave problems if we have brought our belief in other things besides Allah Ta'ala, as powers, as deities, as things that have control, things that influence us. Only one Allah, the Eid, who controls us, who guides us. May Allah give us tawfiq to righteousness. Let us live with Iman and die with Iman. And may Allah raise us with Iman, inshallah.